This is Akashvani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in Luanda. The two countries are likely to sign and exchange MOUs on issues of mutual interest following the meeting. President Murmu reached Luanda late last evening on the first leg of her state visit to two African countries, including Angola and Botswana.
हमने अपने दोनों देशों के बीच व्यापार एवं निवेश साझेदारी को सुदृढ़ करने और ऊर्जा कृषि फूड प्रोसेसिंग तथा औषधि जैसे क्षेत्र में सहयोग को गहरा करने का निर्णय लिया था। अभी थोड़े ही देर पहले हुई हमारी वार्ता में हमने पुनः इस बात पर सहमति व्यक्त की है कि इन क्षेत्रों में द्विपक्षीय सहयोग को विस्तार देने की अपार संभावनाएं मौजूद है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Uttarakhand's Formation Day in Dehradun today. Mr. Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for several development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees on the occasion. The projects span across key sectors including drinking water, irrigation, energy, technical education, urban development, sports and skill development. Under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, Mr. Modi also released financial assistance into the bank accounts of more than 28,000 farmers. The Prime Minister also issued a commemorative postage stamp on this occasion. Addressing the public gathering, Mr. Modi congratulated the people of Uttarakhand on the Silver Jubilee of the state. The Prime Minister stated that the double-engine government is continuously working to take Uttarakhand to new heights of development.
बीते 25 वर्षों की यात्रा के बाद आज उत्तराखंड जिस ऊंचाई पर है उसे देखकर हर उस व्यक्ति का खुश होना स्वाभाविक है जिसने इस खूबसूरत राज्य के निर्माण के लिए संघर्ष किया था। डबल इंजन की भाजपा सरकार उत्तराखंड के सामर्थ्य को नई ऊंचाई देने में जुटी है।
Campaigning for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections comes to an end this evening. Polling in this phase will be held on Tuesday in 122 Assembly constituencies spread across 20 districts. In the second phase, more than 3.7 crore voters will decide the electoral fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. On the last day of campaigning today, top leaders from the NDA, the Mahagathbandhan and other parties held back-to-back election rallies and roadshows. RSS Sarsangh Chalak Mohan Bhagwat has said that the organization will work for social harmony by initiating outreach program to end divisions in society. Speaking as part of the lecture series on 100 Years of Sangh Journey, New Horizons in Bengaluru, Mr. Bhagwat pointed out that during the First War of Independence in 1857, both Hindus and Muslims came together to fight for freedom from the British rule. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed appreciation to the people and leadership of Bhutan for the reverent welcome according to the sacred relics of Lord Buddha from India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "These relics symbolize the timeless message of peace, compassion and harmony." Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan called upon the graduating students to work hard with dedication without giving up and see awards coming their way. He was addressing the graduating students of JSS Academy of Higher Education in Mysuru today. Quoting the Bhagavad Gita, he said, "It is our duty to perform without thinking about rewards." The India Met Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions to prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand during the next 3 days. India stunned world number one Argentina 10-9 in the 2025 Cognivera International Polo Cup final at Jaipur Polo Ground, marking a historic victory and reigniting hopes for polo's revival in its birthplace. And that is the end of this news bulletin.